What is that one feature that all flagship smartphones should include in 2021? What's that one feature, if missing from that list of features in a flagship smartphone, would be considered a deal breaker? So this first one really doesn't matter much to me, but I can definitely see where it would be a deal breaker for some of you guys, and that's no 4K video included in that device. If you really think about how important video has become across the different social medias and just how we share video in general, I can see not being able to shoot at a high fidelity on your smartphone to be a pretty big deal. And one of the major ways that we record and share things is with these mobile devices. So being able to record 4K for like family functions, memories, being able to share those across the different social media landscape that exists. And if you really look at it now, all these different social medias are becoming a little bit more video centric. You have Instagram that's adding videos, Twitter's adding videos, Facebook already had videos, and of course you have YouTube, which is a video centric platform. Not to mention the adoption of 4K monitors becoming more and more generalized in the home. Having the ability to record at a higher fidelity for some of these moments is going to be a key factor in any brand that releases a flagship phone in 2021. The next one for me is kind of a double-edged sword. It's going to be no wireless charging or reverse wireless charging. And the reason I say it's a double-edged sword for me is because I'm a proponent of not caring about wireless charging. For some weird reason, it's a big deal to a lot of people. For me, it's still just putting your phone in a certain spot in order to have it charged. Why not just plug the wire in? Sometimes it's a little bit faster, but I can definitely see people wanting the convenience of wireless charging. On the flip side though, reverse wireless charging is definitely something I believe that should be included in every smartphone that's being released now because it's so convenient. I mean, we have so many different small accessories that go along with our mobile devices nowadays. So you have like Bluetooth headphones, smartwatches, and even now those little tag things that both Apple and Samsung are coming out with that you can use to find stuff. So just being able to charge those accessories on the go and using your mobile device as a way to share that power. It's the one thing that you kind of have with you at all times. So being able to charge some of those smaller accessories and not have to worry about charging bricks or charging cables is a really cool benefit. And I can definitely see where that can factor in to one of the key features that needs to be in a flagship that comes out in 2021. But I can also see people wanting the convenience of wireless charging as it's increasingly got a little bit faster and a little bit more convenient. So, and these two usually go hand in hand. So I definitely think that no wireless charging and reverse wireless charging can be a big deal breaker for people in 2021. Now, the next one I can definitely see being a sticking point for a lot of people buying a phone in 2021. And ironically, it only applies to Android phones because this is something that Apple does perfectly and something that Android definitely needs to catch up on, and that's offering update support for older devices for a longer period of time. So right now Apple's killing it with this. They support their phones for 5 to 6 years worth of updates. That way you don't really have to worry about software or security patches. Your device is going to be running just fine for that time frame. And as of right now, the best guarantee you can get for Android is Google and Samsung that's supporting their higher end flagship phones for about 3 years worth of updates. So Apple's standard is definitely better than Android's standard, but Android is creeping up just a little bit. As of December, Google announced that it's working with Qualcomm to make their chipsets able to accept Android updates for at least 4 generations of operating systems and more security patches after that. And this is going to improve just the overall patching and update system for Android. And in a time where privacy and security play a really big role in these mobile devices that we carry around with us, it becomes really important to make sure any phone you purchase this year is going to be able to serve you for a really long time in case you don't want to upgrade in 2 to 3 years. You're not missing out on security patches. Security patches and updates can be a big deal breaker. And this last one seems to be a point of contention for a lot of people. It's either you fully agree that a flagship phone should have this feature, or you're on the side of you don't really care if it has the feature or not because it really doesn't affect you as much. And of course, I'm talking about a high refresh rate on the screen. More and more companies are adding or increasing the refresh rate on their devices, and it's becoming more of a sticking point that a flagship device should definitely have a high or adaptive refresh rate, especially in 2021. If you're going to pay flagship money, you definitely want a higher refresh rate on your screen. I'm looking at you, Apple. Now, all jokes aside, we're seeing more and more companies that include this big differentiating factor in your smartphones to be the high refresh rate, going from 60 hertz to 90 hertz, or running from 90 hertz to 100 with a very refresh rate. And I think in the coming months, you're going to see more and more media that's geared towards the higher refresh rate devices. If you're looking at things like gaming experiences, I'm able to stream my Xbox on my new tablet or on my new phone, and having a higher refresh rate on those screens really helps to the overall experience of playing games. So I do believe that the more money you spend on a flagship device, the more you expect the overall user interface to be speedy and fluid and all those buzzwords about being fast. You want it to be as fast as possible, and definitely having a higher refresh rate on the screen lends to you being able to navigate a little bit faster, going in and out of applications a little bit faster. And as more and more media tend to adopt these new pieces of technology, there are going to be more and more applications and videos and games that really lend themselves to adopting the higher refresh rate. So you definitely want to have it. And in that case, it can definitely be a deal breaker in some cases for people in 2021. So there you have it, folks, the four must-have flagship features for 2021 on any of these smartphones that are coming out. What is a deal breaker for you is going to be my question. What's that one feature, if not included in a flagship device, would definitely be a deal breaker? Go ahead and comment in the comment section down below. I would love to know while you're down there. If you enjoyed the video, you know what to do. Go ahead and hit that like button, subscribe, and share, because it definitely helps the channel. Thank you so much for checking out the video. And until next time, guys, you know what to do. Make sure to stay safe out there. Until see you next time, peace out.